Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. What a difference a day makes. Or an airstrike or two. Regardless of how you feel about the U.S. taking action against Syria, most of us were in horror as we watched the pictures and the videos of the babies choking. Limp. And dying. And all of a sudden, the idiots in politics for power and constant lies of the left and the right were less important and yet more sickening because of their selfishness and their greed. Elizabeth Warren, Claire McCaskill, Schumer, and all of those, they just absolutely need to go home and live the real world of Americans. Free for All Friday is my favorite hour to hear from you. And today, we'll still talk about almost anything you want to talk about, but I have some questions. Should the U.S. have taken action showing disapproval over the chemical weapons used against the Syrian people by their own leader? Has Susan Rice been honest, and how far should our intel government go to keep us safe? Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Do you think that still applies today? I talk every day about the D.C. occupiers. What are your true feelings about the so-called war, at least in the media, when they're in front of the camera, between the Democrats and the Republicans? Do the Democrats have the right to block and obstruct this new presidency? Should they go that far? Should Planned Parenthood continue to receive your tax dollars? Those are my questions today. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready, the brew that is true. Let's get on the show. Get on with the show. This day is for you. At 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. I'm always looking for some kind of like-minded organization or foundation or association or something to bring on the air or to help maybe fund the show. So far, I've struck zero. I've got to where I don't trust a lot of them. That doesn't help me, I guess, if they hear me say that on the air. But there was one that was coming yesterday, and I thought, you know, look at this group. Maybe they're good. NationalPriorities.org. And then I started reading some of the things they had on there, and I thought, oh, my goodness. They're definitely anti-Trump. They claim to be nonpartisan, but with what they have listed, it's anything but that. Congress and Trump are competing for the most destructive budget award, and we all lose. And then I looked at what they had. They wanted to visit Planned Parenthood. And it says, I guess, Pink Out Day, Planned Parenthood's federal funding, and that's March 28th, or it's going to be posted March 28th. I didn't quite understand that. It says here that Planned Parenthood got $528 million in federal funding back in 2014. That's about, now this gets your, this will tell you what their agenda is. That's about 9 hours worth of funding for the Pentagon. Let me read that again. Planned Parenthood got $528 million in federal funding in 2014. That's about 9 hours worth of funding for the Pentagon. It says here that Planned Parenthood services help prevent about 579,000 unintended pregnancies in a single year. Most Americans want Planned Parenthood to continue to receive federal funding. Do you think that's true? It says the prevention, an estimated 579,000 unintended pregnancies in each year, 270,000 pap smears in a year, 360,000 breast exams in a year. And I noticed they didn't say mammograms. 4.2 million tests and treatments for sexually transmitted infections in a year. Educational programs and outreach for 1.5 million young people. All of the relatively low price for the federal government. $528 million in 2014, the most recent year for which we found data. That's roughly 9 hours of operations for the Pentagon. They've said that over and over again. And it works out to an average tax bill for Americans as $2.50 per year. Notice they did not list how many abortions. Notice that? They did not list how many abortions. They did not list any prenatal care. They didn't say they did mammograms either. We've got a caller. We've got Betty from New Jersey. Betty, how are you today?
Yes, this is Betty Matheny, and I wanted to be sure and let you know that I did find out about an area code in order to be, a phone number to call the White House comment line, and everybody seems to be having a hard time to get their messages through, so if you would like it, I will give it to you.
Yes.
The number, it is 1-202-456-111. And it's, you can get a hold of someone from 9 to 4 p.m. East Coast and give your comments, and it's supposed to be given to Trump, or, you know, they sum it up and whatever, but they were able to talk to someone. And, of course, we could still flood the lines to the, you know, our representatives in Congress. I think that would be a good idea because we do not want any more war, and this is ridiculous. I know you know about that for sure.
Well, you know, I have a nephew over there right
Pardon
now.
Me?
I have a nephew over there right now.
Yes, okay. So, things are, you know, not happening the way we were promised, so I think we need to...
Well, now, some things have. You can't generally say that.
He's
done an awful lot. You know, he was... I assume you saw him last night and how moved he was at what he had seen. And, of course, then we talk about it. That's why I'm asking the questions of my listeners. Then, of course, we remember, and it's still going on, the genocide in Rwanda. And nobody has done anything about that. The UN won't do anything about this. Syria has broken, and they have continued to break their promise or the rules of no chemical weapons. And they're using them on their own people. And, oh, my gosh, the pictures of those babies, Betty. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot we don't know.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, I know he has to be under terrible. I mean, when you have enemies all around you, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Well, and on the other hand, we showed our strength last night. We showed not military strength so much, but... a man that's in the White House that is not going to take it. He's not going to take, he's not going to lay down and just let people push him around. Now, that being said, you're absolutely right. We don't want to get into a war with Syria or Russia. Thank you, Betty. I'm going to give that number again for the comments. If you want to call and comment, yay, nay, whatever it is your comment is, to the White House, it's 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. Betty, thank you so very much for calling in. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go back to the phones. We have David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there, Beth Ann. I can't say good morning because it just isn't a good morning for everybody. That's for sure.
Has it?
But
on your mind?
I can say that we all need to pray that God enlightens our leadership and helps guide them in the right direction. Planned Parenthood, oh boy. my great-granddaughter is 18 months old this month, and she was born at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska. Well, they sent me, I guess it's called a sonogram, but it's a whole lot better than when my child was born. And it was at the six-month point, and she had the biggest, most beautiful open-mouth smile on her face at 6 months. It just makes me cry to think about it. This situation in Syria. You know, I'm confused. I don't know whether this was a false flag or whether it was the terrorists or whether it was the head of the Syrian government. And I think we should have found out before we moved. I'm concerned.
Well, I think they're very sure that it was the leadership. It was the head of the Syrian government that did this.
I hope so.
I mean, I watch news all night long. And
me too. Well, I don't watch it because I don't have television yet, but I listen on the radio. That's where I get my sources. And Beth Ann, I have faith in Donald Trump. I believe in him, but he is surrounded by scoundrels.
Yes, he is.
And he's got to clean house. He's going to have to be strong.
He's well, now he's trying. You're not referring to his cabinet choices, are you?
No, not really. It's Republicans and Democrats, and one of his daughters is close friends with Hillary and Bill's daughter. And you remember the coverage on the news when they revealed that Hillary and Bill's daughter had begged Trump's daughter to influence her daddy not to put her mother and daddy in jail.
I never heard that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was publicized on radio. Anyway,
I never heard that. So
to his heart.
Yeah.
You know?
I really don't. I did not hear that, David, so I can't substantiate that. I don't know what station or what show you heard that on, but I never heard that.
I don't remember either.
Okay.
Excuse me,
okay.
I did hear it.
I don't believe that's the reason he said he wouldn't prosecute her, go after her. But that doesn't mean other people aren't going to go after her.
It has
been very quiet, though, on the Hillary front. It has been very
John
quiet.
When John Kennedy was murdered, it hurt me and the whole country. And then when they swept it under the rug and said, well, we can't tell you everything, so the nation will heal.
That's the first red flag.
And I've never healed from that.
No.
I haven't healed from 9/11. I want the truth on everything.
Mm.
I'm just so thankful for you and your staff, Brian, everybody there. Thank you, and you keep up the wonderful job you're doing of helping America.
Well, thank you, David. We're doing what we can here. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to go back to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a lie. So the question goes back out. Do you believe the majority of the American people want to fund Planned Parenthood? Do you believe that? That was what was in that, on that national, what they call it? Let me look that up again here. National Priorities Foundation.org. It's an organization, you know, tax write-off for you if you want to give to them. They are perpetrating a lot of falsehoods, pushing their own agenda like all the organizations do, whether they're on the right or their left or in between. They push their own. That's what they're about. I guess I push my own agenda. I have my own opinions. My heart went out last night, and I watched the news over and over and over again. And we watched these babies suffering. I mean, it is horrible. Horrible. And then you stop and think what we do every day in the Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. That's what they are. They don't have prenatal care. There's nothing about parenthood. They don't have prenatal care. And how careful are they with those abortions if they don't even do ultrasounds to see what's going on in the womb? It's pretty much procedural now, but they don't want the woman to see, just for the same reason, as David said, you can see at any point in time in that pregnancy, even early on, that little baby is alive. Can't remember her name. Some actress came out and said that when you're pregnant, the baby is a, what did she call it, parasite. The baby is a parasite. This is how they think of life. Then have no respect for life. What has happened in this nation? Well, we know. It's a falling away from God. And I'm not here to give you church. I'm just telling you it is what it is. Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, it is the believers that believe in liberty and life. It truly is. They really are the catalyst trying to hold it all together. And they're falling apart, too. Doubt and fears and sin take over. because we're not in constant contact. We're told to rely on government, not on God. Planned Parenthood is an abomination to this nation. To put a stamp of approval on the murdering of children, of babies, unborn. Who else is the most vulnerable but the babies? Who else? They cannot fight back. Well, Ivanka, she met secretly with Planned Parenthood CEO, it says here. President Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, met in an under-the-radar meeting with Planned Parenthood President and CEO Cicely Richards, I don't know how you say her name, to discuss possible common ground on the issue of abortion. The first daughter requested a sit-down with Ms. Richards, I'm just going to forget her first name there, the head of Planned Parenthood, and a vocal surrogate for Hillary Clinton on the 2016 campaign trail to talk about an organization that is being targeted by Republicans seeking to defund it because it provides abortions, among other women's health services like cancer screenings. I don't know what kind of cancer screenings they said. They did mammograms, but if they don't have an ultrasound machine, I'm fairly certain they don't have mammogram machines. Most doctor's offices, even the women's clinics, specifically for women, do not have mammogram machines. It was under the radar, it said, a rarity between well-known Democratic activists and close advisor to Republican president. He has not been previously reported. It had not been previously reported. It says the outreach, however, was soured, says Politico, since the president's daughter took on an official position with Trump's administration. You know, they've been really hard on Ivanka. Every step of the way, they have been beating this woman up. I don't agree with everything Ivanka said. You know, when they had the Republican convention, and she got up and talked about what she wanted to do for women and childcare in the workforce. I love family. But I think it's wrong to keep turning to government and spending government money on everything. Let's get the women working first. Let's give them some jobs. But if they want to scream equality and then they want special attention or special benefits because they are female, then they really don't want equality. I believe in child care. If you have to work, I believe in child care. If you want to work, I believe in child care. I went to work. I had my kids in child care. I didn't expect the government to pay for it or provide it. So I wasn't in 100% agreement because I like to see little government, not big government. And that looks to me like it was going to get bigger. But I do admire Ivanka. Just because I don't agree with her on everything, and she may be able to change my mind if she came here and sat with me. I don't know. But she has been hit by the left hard. You know, those ones that are all about women succeeding and having rights, like equal pay. Elizabeth Warren, who does not give equal pay to the females and the males in her offices. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I put some questions out for you today. Should the U.S. have taken action showing disapproval over the chemical weapon use against the Syrian people by their own leader? Has Susan Rice been honest, and how far should the intel government go to keep us safe? What do you think about the rights, the Democrats having the right to block and obstruct the new presidency administration? And should Planned Parenthood receive taxpayer dollars? Should they? According to that nationalpriorities.org, we need to spend more money on Planned Parenthood and less on defense. Donald Trump, you know, when he took action last night, we know what he said when he campaigned, that he would not do that. But he was pulled in and did that. Now, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. I know it was wrong for that leader to kill all those people. And he's been doing it a while. I know it was wrong when President Obama said, I'm going to draw a line in the sand, or the red line, and then he did nothing about it. President Trump didn't draw a line. The line's already been drawn with the treaty that they say they will not use weapons, and Russia is supposed to keep them to that, and they have not. So as David said, it's not really a good day today as we are sitting on needles and pins wondering what will happen. But it's unfair to say that Donald Trump hasn't kept his promises because he has done very well and considering he's had hands tied behind his back. It says Trump's slashing. Now listen to this. Trump's slashing of Obama's regulations will save $10 billion over the next 20 years. That's what they estimate. It says the White House estimates, this is a Breitbart article by Ben Koo. White House estimates show that the slashing of regulations that has already taken place under the President Donald Trump will save approximately $10 billion over the next 20 years, nearly $1 billion per regulation. Since taking office, Trump has repealed 11 regulations implemented under Barack Obama, aided by a 1996 law which allows Congress to repeal legislation with a simple majority. Some of the regulations have been repealed, including rules on coal mining and EPA-related regulations, women's health care protections, as well as gun limits for the severely mentally ill. With the deadline for Congress invoking the Congressional Review Act on April the 28th, Republicans remain hopeful that further regulations can be repealed and signed off before that date. Mark Short, White House Director of Legislative Affairs, confirmed this on Wednesday. In January, it says here that Trump signed an executive order proposing that for every new regulation introduced, two separate regulations must be cut. He then signed another order in February creating regulation watchdogs designed to dissolve the rulemaking power of federal agencies. As a part of his plan in reinvigorating small business and stagnant economic growth, Trump has pledged to cut taxes and regulations massively. Although Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned that tax reform is unlikely to be complete before August. I don't know why everything takes them so long. They've got too many rules and regulations for Congress as far as getting things done. During this final year in office, former President Barack Obama oversaw record levels of regulations with an average of 18 pieces of regulation applied to every new law, as well as record levels of red tape and 97,110 pages printed in the 2016 Federal Register. I think we reported on that before. When President Barack Obama became president back in 2008, OSHA shows up on one of the jobs where my husband was working at that time, and it was a school they were building. I believe that's the job he was on. I could be mistaken about that. And the inspector, of course, he found nothing. And he said, you know, things have been pretty good. People have, they don't have as many people breaking the OSHA rules and getting fined. So they were going to make new rules and make it even more strict yet. And he was, before he even said that, he was talking about how, there's been less accidents on the jobs and casualties and deaths and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's not good enough. We're going to get stricter yet, and we're going to make even more regulations. When they come in and find these companies, they find them big. They find them big. Now, they've never had that on my husband's job. He's pretty careful. But that just goes to show you it wasn't about the safety. It's about bringing in the money. It's about bringing in those fines, however they have to do it. That's what it's about. So saving $10 billion over 20 years with just what he's taken care of now, deregulated, is astonishing. You know, and it's amazing that any president, any legislator, any Congress is okay with the spending of the money that they take from you. How bold and brazen is it that nationalpriorities.org would put thinks that Planned Parenthood should be put above our national defense as far as money spent? You're comparing apples and oranges. And they did not list. They list pregnancies. Let me read that again. How they listed that. They didn't say abortions. No, they didn't say that. Prevented an estimated of 579,000 unintended pregnancies. But it never mentions one abortion here. Not one. Mentions pap smears, breast exams, treatments for sexually transmitted disease, and educational programs for the young children, you know, sex education. Never once mentioned abortion. An abortion is not a preventing a pregnancy. It is ending a pregnancy. It is ending a life. It is the taking of a life. They will not tell you that. That's why they don't have ultrasound machines in those clinics. Because it is not about women's health. It's about money. Control. And money. And so they sell the baby parts. How can there be body parts if there's not a life there? If it's not a human being, how can there possibly be body parts? How can we buy into this? Where did we go in the first place to say, yes, it's okay to do this? It comes out of the, you know, my generation, that hippie era with the sexual revolution. Because anything goes, and you should never, ever, ever be held responsible for your actions. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I still consider us to be the republic. We are the ones in charge. We are the ones that make these phone calls. And Betty gave us a phone call to make a comment at the White House. Whatever you need to comment on, you let them know. 1-202-456-1111. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
$5. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. We're in the final segment of today's show at 877-895-5410. And I mentioned this. Okay, I'll give it again. I know you guys are rolling your eyes, said Beth. That was too fast. 877-895-5410. Now, I had someone who's a listener out there, and she's been searching for me, and she kind of scolded me a little bit, said I don't give the Facebook page and all that enough. Well, the Facebook page, I have two of them. But the Facebook page I want you to use is just simply CSC Talk Radio. The other is a group page. You can be a part of that. It's an open page. You can, and in fact, so is the show page. But if you want to be a part of those or follow me on Twitter, just go to my website, which is csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com. She kind of scolded me because I don't say my name enough. Well, I'm Beth Ann, and I go by Beth Ann. I don't use my last name. One, it's too long. And the other, it just doesn't fit in. So, you know, it's too long. It doesn't fit in. So I just go by Beth Ann on the radio. All right? So, you know, a personal friendship on Facebook is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people on the show page, which is CSC Talk Radio and with Facebook. That's all you have to look up. And then I mentioned this briefly the other day, really quickly as I was going off the air, and I do apologize. But C.J. Hadley's Range Magazine is celebrating their 100th issue in May. That's 25 years that she's been publishing Range Magazine. I want you to join me with a card shower for her. And if you're going to send a card, I want you to send it to Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. That's for a card only. just a card or a letter of congratulations. Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. Let her know how much you love her. Now, CJ struggles like I do. I know she's got this beautiful publication, but I also know what it was with my newsletter, which is on hold until we kind of get things turned around here. But she could use your help in the other way, too, monetarily. A little gift to her. If you do that for the Range magazine, send it to Range Conservation Foundation. That's Range Conservation Foundation, Post Office Box 1595, again, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. Let me repeat the box number. Post Office Box 1595, Carson City, Nevada. That's NV89702. We're going to go to the phones. We have Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm fine today. It's really good to hear you again today.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is people supporting the broadcast. That's one of the biggest things. I hope people are really getting on board. You have major things facing you there. Keep going. And I would like to comment about Syria.
Yes.
We're not getting enough information. It's all piecemeal. And I'm really disappointed that we fired those Tomahawk missiles. I'm completely disappointed. Another day, a conversation, and things would bring, you know, different results.
Well, they've been trying that for a long time. I'm just putting that out there because I don't want to see us get in war. But the Tomahawk missiles last night, they took no life. They made sure of that. They were just trying to fix it so he couldn't do this to his people again, as a warning. And so, you know, I think we're all on pins and needles, you know, Kevin, as to what's really going on. You're right. We don't have enough information.
We don't. And because if I would go on the little information there is, it was really wrong. Because there's no reason for Assad, there's no obvious reason for Assad to kill his own people.
Mm-hmm.
At this time in this juncture.
Well, he's been doing it. He's been doing it since, what, 2014, 2013? I mean, he's been doing it. That's what the big conflict was with President Barack Obama when he said, I'm drawing a line. You know, he drew a red line in the sand or whatever you call it. And then he did nothing about it because Assad continued his behavior with the chemical weapons and the other things, the other attacks against it. I guess it's like a civil war over there. But it is sad. It was heartbreaking to see those children. And then again, I stop and think about Planned Parenthood, what they're doing to our children.
Oh, the obvious is always overlooked. Let's go to the street of Chicago.
Any
big city street. They'll talk about a death over in Timbuktu, broadcasting on radio, but they won't broadcast what's happening locally.
Absolutely.
Opioid addictions and all this stuff.
We're just going to have to watch this play out, and it is on in our prayers. Absolutely, we have got to have this and our leader in our prayers. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for supporting. Kevin sends me a donation pretty regularly, and I appreciate that so very, very much. I hope that you heard, and I'm getting ready to send some notes out to people, but I have had someone volunteer to pay half of what I need. And that is a big, big hump, and I really do appreciate that. I am in great need here in the office for some equipment because what I have is old. It was used when I started 6 years ago, and it's not getting any younger, kind of like me. And there's just some great needs. I do have a salesperson on staff. Well, I don't know if you call it on staff. She's working on commission only. She's very excited, and we've been meeting about once a week or every other week as we can, and I'm excited about her enthusiasm, and we're looking hopeful. You know, I was pretty discouraged a few months ago, but I kind of see a light at the end of the tunnel, but I still need help. And I appreciate you so much, Kevin. I really, really do. Thank you so much for all you've done for me. We're just about out of time. It has been free-for-all Friday. It's not, like David said, it's not really a happy day. We see the airstrikes. We see the children dying. And we know that we have such dissension and discord in our own nation. The war in D.C. is a civil war of its own. It's a political war for power. I had an article here where somebody was calling what's gone on with the surveillance a third world war mentality. Well, the Democrats are pushing communism, and that's exactly what that is. And they are the ones who are guilty of it. Not that the Republicans aren't as guilty at times about infringements on our constitutional rights, but it's time for the American Republic. You, we the people, to take a stand. Take a stand for liberty, for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and the future of this nation. Get on your knees and let's bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.